Good morning, all. It's Easter Day today, so it's Sunday in April. And happy Easter to everyone. The boys did well for chocolate this year with ourselves, both their grandparents and their aunt all remembering chocolate for them. So that's a fairly good haul for them. There's a pile of Easter eggs on the dining table that they all now need to eat. And because today is Easter Day, we allow them to have chocolate for breakfast. So this is the best day ever from the kids' point of view. Both extremely happy having chocolate for breakfast. We're fairly relaxed about the amount of chocolate they eat today. I have no problem with the idea that they indulge one day a year with chocolate, and then over the next days, as they won't finish that amount of chocolate in one day, certainly not. They'll go back to a more normal regime where they're not allowed that much chocolate in a given day. So today is a day of indulgence in that sense. I wanted to touch a little bit on Simon's comments about unfollowing. That clearly was a boo that Simon thought quite a lot about and reflected on before posting, and also had quite a lot of thoughts about unfollowing when he recorded it. So yeah, a lot of depth there in the thinking. I potentially wonder whether there's too much depth there, though. Certainly more than I've ever thought and considered it. But that might just be that I'm a more shadow person, which I'm equally willing to own up to. I do think and agree with Simon's end point, at least I think it was his end point, that unfollowing someone shouldn't be a big fuss and dance. It doesn't have to be a big fuss and dance. And I've never treated it like that. I've always treated social media very much like friends in a pub. We were very lucky, Pari and I, that when we got married, we lived in Croydon, near the city centre, and we had a local pub that we were in very frequently, and we made friends in the pub. And we were there from 1996 through to 2000. Oh, wait, yeah, it was 96. Might have been 1997 by the time I actually moved into the flat. But we were certainly there from sort of around 1997-ish until 2001 on a very frequent basis. On average, I'd say we were there twice a week, most of the time. I could be wrong about that, probably will change, will correct me, no doubt. And, you know, we made friends in the pub, and we had nodding acquaintances in the pub, and we had friends that we were sort of interacting with a lot in one year and became nodding acquaintances in another year as we drifted apart a bit more. And we had nodding acquaintances that have become close friends. And we've got some friends who we now actively go back to Croydon to go to the same pub to meet and see once a year. And I treat social media very similar in some ways. You know, you can have an active Twitter relationship where you're commenting and replying to each other a lot for one year, but the next year you'll drift apart as your interests change a bit, and I have no problem with that. I don't see any problem with my friend Stefan unfollowing me because he's no longer interested in the stuff I tend to talk about, and I don't see that affects us. You know, we still chat on IRC, we still talk at conferences or an email or whatever. And I think I'm going to do another boo.